Oui, je me présente, je m'appelle Mustapha Diallo.
In his private life, Senegalese Mustapha Diallo is known by his given name. But when he is answering telephone calls at a call center in downtown Dakar, he uses a different identity.
Bonjour, je suis Frédéric Maillard, la Société Opticale Center.
Today, Diallo is Frédéric Maillard, and he's not the only one.
Oui, oui, aussi. Tout le monde est Frédéric Maillard. Il y a des listes Frédéric Maillard.
We are all Frédéric Maillard today, he says, referring to his male co-workers. He says the customers in France feel more comfortable when he uses a familiar-sounding name. Diallo and his colleagues provide telephone marketing and customer service for corporate clients. And with low-cost internet telephones and inexpensive labor, they can do it for less money than a call center in Europe.
Les téléacteurs en France, ils sont payés, je pourrais même dire 80%.
Call center operators in France are paid far more than us, says Agnès Bazin, who works with Diallo. But she says, I tell myself that it's because their cost of living is much higher. Sitting in front of a computer with a headset, Bazin, Diallo, and their colleagues use the computer to make phone calls to France. They are doing a telemarketing campaign. At call centers that take calls directly from customers, the customers in France dial a French telephone number and are rerouted over the internet to an operator in Senegal or elsewhere. Call centers also use fax machines and email to follow up with customers. The first call centers came to Senegal about 5 years ago. Other call centers have opened in Mali, Benin, and elsewhere in West Africa. Senegal's largest call center now has more than 500 employees. But the current trend is for smaller enterprises. With a minimum of equipment, a few computers, headsets, and fax machines, and a high-speed internet connection, even a private house can become a call center.
It's coming. I heard about a lot of new call centers that want to start.
Zohar Zeidan founded the Way to call center with a French partner less than a year ago in a commercial space above Dakar's bustling downtown Sandaga market. Zeidan, who has opened other call centers elsewhere in Africa, estimates that Senegal now has approximately 20% of France's offshore call center business behind Morocco and Mauritius. France is the biggest client for call centers in former French colonies like Senegal. French is still the national language in many of the former colonies, so there are many fluent speakers. The companies save money by using an offshore call center, and Zeidan says the offshore call centers do everything possible to make it seem like the customer is not dealing with someone in another country. But he says France is not the only country hiring African call centers. In a small conference room, Agnès Bazin and another colleague are testing the English conversation skills of several job candidates for a new contract Way2Call has just signed with an American company. Zeidan says African call centers should also look to local business for future clients.
I'm preparing some offer for local companies here who don't know what is a call center. They don't know what you can do for them. If they knew, they would quickly come.
Bazin, who has a degree in business and law, says that she would prefer to have a job more directly related to her studies. She says she works at the call center because she could not find a job in her field for many months. Zohar Zeidan says others are eager for the jobs and resumes are pouring in.
Every day I have between 5 and 10 CVs, every day. I didn't have any advertising.
Unemployment estimates in West Africa are relatively high, reaching 40% and higher. As more students graduate with college degrees, they find it hard to get jobs that make use of their skills and education. Call centers provide one such opportunity, and employees say it also gives them a chance to interact with people from all around the world. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.